So there's this story his dad used to tell. Dad's not what I would consider to be just an outright strong Christian. He had Christian beliefs, but he told this story one time about how he converted this fella. When he was a little boy, his Aunt Hazel came through the door, and Dad was sitting there. He's sitting in the floor sharpening a penknife, one blade, pearl handle thing, probably 3 or 4 inches long. And Hazel said, "Hurston, give me your knife." And he handed it to her, and she just turned around and stormed right back out the door. And Dad looked out the window, and there was a bridge at the bottom of where Hazel lived. And there was people down there hollering and screaming and stuff. And so Dad reached behind the door. Dad was about, I don't know, 12 then, 13. Reached behind the door and had a little single-shot 22 rifle and put a round in it and started walking down the hill to see what was going on. And Hazel was well ahead of him. Well, down on this bridge, there was two sisters that had Hazel's daughter. They were down there fighting, and one of them had Luverne in a headlock and was just wearing her out. And so the lady was bent over and had Luverne in a headlock, and Hazel walked up behind her, took that knife blade and cut that lady across the butt from stem to stern, laid her open like a watermelon. Dad got there, and that woman was screaming and hollering and had her hands back there trying to keep herself held together. And this woman that got cut, her daddy showed up and started to cross the bridge. And Dad took that rifle and stepped in front of me and said, "If you come any further and think you're going to hurt Hazel, I'll shoot you right here." Well, the guy just kept on coming. Dad said he couldn't really make himself shoot the guy, so he thumbed the safety on the rifle and flipped the rifle around so he had the barrel in his hands, and when the guy walked past him, he hit him behind the ear with the steel part of the back end of the receiver. Dad said the guy kind of got off balance, started staggering across the bridge, hit one end of the bridge, fell over and fell off the bridge and fell down in the ditch and ran alongside of it. And Dad said, "Yep, as the first and only guy I ever converted, within a year that guy was a Baptist preacher."